This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, as always, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind.
En Caracas, listos y dispuestos a continuar con nuestra lucha férrea por la liberación de nuestra patria.
Lots of questions about this man, Oscar Perez. He is a supposed police officer who has turned against the Maduro administration and now claims to be part of a group of officers, all of whom are at this time hidden, except for him. So he's the front man, and there are other officers supposedly within the government who are plotting to overthrow the government.
By the way, can I just say, I'm watching the video. This individual to our left of him, his right, horrible trigger discipline. The guy got he's got his finger wrapped all over that trigger.
It's not good.
This is and I can't see the rest of them. They're too shadowy.
Police should know better than that, right?
Well, unless they're all actors, Ian. Yeah. I am very suspicious of this story.
That's a great point. So what happened? Well, for those of you just tuning in, the first part of the story was reported by thesun.co.uk, where this guy, Oscar, allegedly stole a helicopter, then proceeded to drop grenades on the Supreme Court building after having fired at least 15 shots, supposedly, from a gun at some interior ministry party that they were throwing for members of the media, which, of course, good way to get some media attention is shoot at the media. And he says that, quote, "We'll remain firmly on the streets with ferocity and energy. We are defending our future rights and liberty." He's describing the second phase of his plan. So the video you have is with the men in the background, right? Mm-hmm. The multiple masked shadowy men.
He's got his blue armband, and he's reading off of a little note, notepad.
And in this video, the new one with phase two, it's 5.5 minutes long, which appears to be, I'm looking through here, it's all him. This is just him. He's sitting up against a wall, sort of a nondescript plain gray wall with the Venezuelan country flag draped behind him. And he's got like a beanie cap on or a skull cap, the blue armband wrapped around his right arm. He's got not fatigues, but some sort of just sort of dark olive green jacket on. And then some sort of machine gun leaned up against the wall. In the story here from PanAmPost.com, they point out that he had stolen the helicopter and disappeared in the helicopter, leading to speculation that the regime had staged the event. It appears, however, that Perez was in hiding. He explained in the video that he made an emergency landing in the state of Vargas along the country's central coastline. Afterwards, he spent several days hiding in El Avila, the highest mountain in Caracas, which is also a national park. Perez, and why he would admit to where he was hiding is a strange thing. Mm-hmm. Perez said the second phase of his plan is imminent and that the first phase has been a success. He managed to damage the Interior Defense Ministry and Supreme Court building. He says there was no collateral damage, which was part of the plan, because we are not murderers like you, Nicolas Maduro, and you, Diosdado Cabello. Perez was was critical of those who do not believe in his fight. He says, quote, this is another excerpt from his new video. Quote, "The selfish thing would be to abandon our families, our children, our parents, our social environment, and go save ourselves in hiding," he said. "We are very sure of what we are doing. Stop talking and come out to the streets to represent Venezuela." So, okay, Conan, I mean, you're the conspiracy guy here on the show. There are already people out in the streets protesting here. There's a large group of people who are protesting against the Maduro administration. They want
change. Him. They want a new election. They want the new guy.
They want an election because there were supposed to be elections, state elections last year. Maduro put those elections off indefinitely. So at this point, you know, we don't know when there's going to be new gubernatorial elections there in Venezuela. He's saying maybe sometime this year, but, you know, who knows, whenever the, you know, dictator wants it to happen at this point. And Maduro wants to rewrite the country's constitution.
Well, sounds like this guy does as well.
Well, maybe so. But he wants to rewrite it in a way that, of course, would benefit Maduro. And so people are mad, and they are in the streets over this, and Maduro doesn't like it. I mean, Maduro has been giving guns to thugs. So you've got, Maduro's got his hired thugs, right? The state police and the police of the cities who will do the government's bidding generally. But he also has another group of, like, regular criminal thugs who, in Venezuela, it's illegal to have guns as a private citizen. You can't have a gun. But if you're the government, you certainly can. But what Maduro's been doing is he's been handing out guns to private citizens who are on his side. So the people who love Maduro, or at the very least love the power that he's willing to give them, these basically criminal gangs that aren't the government, because I consider the government to be a criminal gang. So other criminal gangs are ponying up at the trough, and they're getting armed up by the president of the country, so they can go out into the streets and crack the heads of the protesters and shoot and murder protesters and basically have Maduro and his administration look the other way. So Maduro doesn't really want people out in the streets, because the more people get out in the streets, the closer he gets to getting overthrown. So I don't know. I mean, this guy is calling for people to get out into the streets. If he's really working for Maduro, why would he be doing that?
Well, according to this article over at independent.co.uk, the attack fed a conspiracy theory by opposition supporters that may have been a government setup and overshadowed other drama on Tuesday, including the besieging of opposition legislators by gangs in the National Assembly.
So the idea is that instead of reporting on the opposition being besieged by these thugs that I was talking about, they would report on this actor shooting from harmlessly firing from a helicopter.
According to a lot of folks on the street, this was a false flag.
Interesting.
The helicopter raid also coincided with a judicial measure weakening the powers of dissident chief state prosecutor Luisa Ortega, who has emerged as a major challenger to Mr. Maduro. Around the time of the attack, the pro-government Supreme Court expanded the role of the state ombudsman, a human rights guarantor who is closely allied with Maduro, by giving him powers previously held only by the state prosecutor's office. Tariq Saab can now lead criminal investigations by ordering state officials to conduct autopsies and carry out ballistic tests, powers previously reserved for state prosecutors. Opposition leaders describe that as an attempt to supplant Ms. Ortega. It seems like a movie, Julia Boreas, leader of the opposition-controlled legislator, said of the helicopter raid.
It does. It's so bizarre.
Some people say it was a setup, some that it is real. Yesterday was full of contradictions. 1,000 things are happening, but I summarize like this. Government is decaying and rotting while a nation is fighting for dignity.
It's fascinating.
So, yeah, it does coincide with a couple of incidents that were taking place. And, you know, that's the best way to hide those under the rug, if you will.
Get something sexy. Get
something crazy
going. Supermodel.
Supermodel. Get an actor. Get a bunch of dudes in ski masks with bad trigger discipline. All talking about, the people will rise up and, you know, it'll all be better.
He said the Venezuelan people must continue to march together in the streets and defend themselves against armed thugs. Quote, that time is now, not tomorrow. The time to wake up is now so that we can experience a new dawn.
Now, is it proven that Maduro is actually handing out guns to gang members? Or is that speculation?
I don't know what level of proof there is for that, Conan.
So, because he can come out and say he's against these gangs. And as long as no one knows that he's actually arming them, then he's good to go.
You're saying Maduro?
So both sides are against these armed gangs.
Well, no. Maduro, I don't think, would publicly...
He's not public going to say that he's arming them.
Yeah.
But he could publicly come out and say that he's against them.
Yes, that's probably true. So it may just be speculation that it's him that's giving them the guns. I don't know. But anyway, that's the latest on Oscar Perez. We'll let you know as we learn more about it. Whether it's true, you know, whether this guy's working for Maduro or whether he's legit and really is this, you know, cop who's turned toward the opposition in this case. It's fascinating.
If he is a cop turned towards the government, it just backs up my statement for earlier this evening. It's going to be the cops who start breaking down the walls first.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in. in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. There is a translated version of Oscar Perez's video. The former CICPC officer, state police officer or secret police, as I understand it, in Venezuela, who ostensibly has flipped sides, but many in the opposition are saying, no, he's still a puppet of the government. And so who is this guy for real? Well, a lot of people aren't very sure. There's a story over at taskandpurpose.com by Danny Leffler that's headlined, Who the Hell is Oscar Perez? Venezuela's trick-shooting, grenade-tossing would-be liberator. And he points out that on July 5th, the people of Venezuela awoke to yet another chapter in the bizarre saga of Oscar Perez, seasoned policeman, action movie hero, and depending on whom you ask, either an armed revolutionary fighting to topple the government of socialist strongman Nicolas Maduro, or a puppet for the regime disguised as an insurgent, or as Conan suggested here, maybe he's working for the CIA.
Indirectly.
Yeah. So who knows? But Perez did appear originally in late June when he launched that aerial attack that we discussed, shooting from the cockpit of a stolen police helicopter and lobbing grenades at the Interior Ministry and the Supreme Court. In the video claiming responsibility for the attack, Perez vowed to fight the, quote, impunity imposed by Venezuela's government. And as if his international debut didn't capture enough attention, he's just released a sequel doubling down on his call for a popular uprising. And we'll post the link to the English subtitled version of this video so you can take a look for yourself. Maybe being able to actually read and understand what it is he's saying will give you some kind of insight into, you know, a little bit more about him. The video is a little lower quality than his original video, but it adds an extra layer of intrigue to a story that seems torn from the pages of a W.E.B. Griffin novel. According to the tape, Perez and his comrades are back in the capital city after ditching their stolen chopper along the coast and trekking back to the city over the mountains. Quote, defiant as ever, Perez declared that he and his squad are, quote, ready and willing to continue our struggle for the liberation of our country. In the video that I was just watching, the subtitles, he says that they are defending their rights and duties. He says further that, and they're defending their nation and their flag. And then he goes on to say that they will be appearing in the streets in the protests with the, you know, the regular protesters. Quote, we will also be in the marches now, he says, and let the G2 and all of Cuban intelligence know that we will be there defending our people. And he's referencing Cuba because Cuba's kind of like on the same team as the Venezuelan government, basically. Against the armed thugs of fear, they will not win, he says, because there are 30 million Venezuelans who something, they will have to jail the entire country to be able to silence, according to the video, our mission, our duty, our patriotism, our struggle. And there's more, a little bit more after that. His timing is impeccable. Venezuela is in desperate need of a savior. The country's economy's in ruins, shattered by low global oil prices and a history of mismanagement, foolhardy policies and corruption, runaway inflation. Speaking of the inflation, we got to get an update. Every time we talk about Venezuela, Conan, we always have to get an inflation update. We've got to check in with DolarToday.com, which is the go-to website that Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country, actually blames this website for the country's monetary problems. He says that it's Dollar Today's fault is why the money that they have in the country is not worth anything.
Need to find a scapegoat. Let the people know that it's not his fault, not his government's fault.
In no way the central bank's fault. It's all this guy who is a former, he's originally from Venezuela. He's now he's an employee at a Home Depot in a town in Alabama. And he runs this DollarToday.com on the side. And all they do is they just report on the economy of Venezuela. The current price for one U.S. dollar, this is what you get if you trade a U.S. dollar on the black market in Venezuela. Now, keep in mind, before I give you this number, that the official state exchange rate. So this is the one of the biggest problems in Venezuela is that the state sets an official exchange rate, and that really screws up the economy. It makes it so people in business, they can't do business, they can't buy things.
Does this website also include the government of Venezuela's inflation rate side by side?
I'm sure it does somewhere, but I mean, I think they just presume that you know that the government's official rate is 10 to 1. Mm. So if you go into a bank in Venezuela and you hand them a dollar bill, they will give you 10 Bolivar. Bolivar Fuertes, they're called now.
Today.
And, well, it used to be 6.3 to 1 or 6 to 1 or something like that, and then they raised it to 10 to 1 about like a year ago. So you get 10 Bolivar for one U.S. dollar. But if you go onto the black market, you will find out what that dollar is really worth. And according to DollarToday.com, you should be able to trade that dollar for around 7,672 Bolivar.
That's a little bit different.
Big difference.
That's a big difference.
Big difference. And that's, you know, that gives you some kind of insight into what's going on here. Because
and American dollars are, is it legal to have them in your possession in Venezuela, or are they wanting to round those up because they're, you know, causing problems?
I don't know. That's a good question. I know that you can take them into the bank, from what I understand, and exchange them. So it's probably not illegal to have them, but they don't want you to have them. I don't know. That would be interesting to have somebody in Venezuela answer that question. If there's somebody who can actually make a phone call out of Venezuela or Skype call, we'd love to hear from you. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. But you know, for people that aren't aware, the economic destruction that this has caused, because commonly the sort of socialist media, they won't blame socialism for the problems in Venezuela. They'll blame the oil prices. Oh, it's the oil prices that are down around the world.
Or socialism done wrong. Like, we didn't do it right.
Well, even then, they won't even really address that. If it's lefties writing the articles about it, they always try to find other things to blame the problems on. But it's this, you know, exchange rate that has really screwed things up. Because if you are a business owner in Venezuela and you want to import products in, because you know you can't make products locally because the government will just nationalize and destroy all the industries, so it's crazy to open up your own, you know, manufacturing business. So you'd have to import, let's say you want to import a pallet full of toilet paper because there's a huge shortage on toilet paper. But the person who's selling you the toilet paper, the wholesaler, well, they don't want to take your Bolivar. I mean, that's probably worth less than the toilet paper itself at that point. So they don't want the government money. They want to get paid in something that they can use. Mm-hmm. So they want the dollars. But you can't get dollars easily in Venezuela because they, you know, are in high demand on the black market. You have no way of doing that, and you can't legally buy things on the over, you know, sort of the up and up market with dollars at the black market exchange rate. So you would have to pay for those products, you know, at the regular, like, official exchange rate, which is impossible. Like, they can't even, it's just not even a possibility to buy things from outside of the country. They can't do it. So you have to rely on the black marketeers, the people who are willing to smuggle things in, if you want to be able to get the things that you need for life. It's just an insane situation. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, you dial toll free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the mysterious Oscar Perez, the former cop who has supposedly broken bad and has turned against the government of Venezuela. But some are saying that they don't buy it. They think that maybe he's still working for the government, although I'm not exactly sure what the supposed plot is there, but they don't necessarily believe him. Given that he does have experience as an actor, I don't know if he's any good as an actor, but
he sure looks hot shooting at pistols backwards with the mirror.
Man, he's a handsome Venezuelan man, and he appears to have attracted the attention of one Irene Esser, the ex-Miss Venezuela. She's a very beautiful young lady who's apparently shooting guns with him, and looks, she's wearing a black mask and stuff in this. Anyway, back to the story here. Oh, and there was one other thing that I wanted to mention, Conan, and that was, I was kind of giving a brief description of the sort of the economic situation there with this government-enforced exchange rate. And I forgot to mention that if you wanted to buy stuff, if you're a business person, I said that if you wanted to get stuff from outside of the country, which is pretty much the only way to get things in Venezuela right now because the government just destroys the economy and nationalizes any successful business, that they then run it into the ground and start running it in the red. The other thing was, you can't change the money back. So, yeah, you can go into a bank in Venezuela, and you can exchange a U.S. dollar and get 10 bolivar. Mm-hmm. And again, remember, you can go and get 7,600 bolivar for that same U.S. dollar if you know the right people in the black market. But either way, anybody in the black market is going to give you way more, you know, closer to 7,000 bolivar than 10. But if you take 10 bolivar into the bank, they're not going to give you a U.S. dollar, right? So it's only a one-way exchange. So there's no real way for these business owners to do any significant level of being able to buy stuff. So as a result, there's no toilet paper, you know, there's no chicken.
Well, they've got bolivar.
Well, that's correct.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, that's about all you can do. And that's a nasty, nasty way to, you know, you never know where that money's been. So let's go to somebody who doesn't know much about money at all. It's Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I wanted to bring up this dilemma about programming kangaroo movements into the automated cars in Australia. So it's a dilemma.
So the idea is that the automated cars would know where the kangaroos are so they wouldn't hit them?
Right, that's correct. It's like they have to recognize a kangaroo coming before they get to it, right? So then they have to recognize their motions, but then they hop and jump and skip and so erratically. So it's very hard to program them. And I checked it, actually.
You mean program the car. You don't mean program the kangaroo.
Well, is it easier to program a moose behavior like in the new master? They're doing that in Sweden. They got moose problem about that way. So I don't know which is more. I'm sure kangaroo is harder to program.
Did you hear about this one on NPR too? Where'd you hear this one?
You know what? I think that was on that communist socialist radio station. Yes.
NPR. You mean NPR?
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming they can automate the cars to drive around kids and other cars and trees and make corners. I'm pretty sure it could figure out a jumping kangaroo.
Kangaroos are big. I mean, when they get full grown, those things are big. Have you ever seen those kangaroo fight videos, Conan?
Their feet are bigger than your head, and they will take you out.
Have you ever seen them fighting?
Yeah, they're dangerous.
They are amazing to watch fight, and it is so hilarious.
You know what they should do?
Huh.
They should just go tag all the kangaroos.
Tag them with what?
Little chips. So that the cars can know where they're at, everywhere that they're at.
That sounds like a really big task.
I'm just being silly.
Okay.
That's like going out and neutering all the deer in New York.
Yeah.
To keep the
Did they
deer,
try that?
They're doing it to keep the deer population down.
Wow. So, Sarah, yeah, I mean, I trust in the geeks. I believe that the geeks will be able to figure this one out, and they'll have some sort of kangaroo detection algorithm that can, you know, determine whether the thing is a baby or a kangaroo or an alligator.
Yeah, this is not the problem. The problem is trying to determine the side of a truck that is the same color as the sky.
Ooh.
And driving into it because it couldn't determine,
Well, radar would be able to determine that, right? Like something that bounces back is obviously not the sky.
That might be the next step they have to go. But this has already been a casualty where
a
car drove into the side of a semi body.
Somebody died?
I believe the person died. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'll look that one up. But so maybe radar or maybe all vehicles are chipped.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's going to get better.
That's going to happen. Everyone's going to, all cars are going to, it's just like our phones. You know, all the phones are going to be able to talk to each other and be able to identify that there's a phone right next to it and the other car next to you.
That's the plan, right, for these cars is that they'll know where each other are, and so therefore they'll be able to drive closer together to one another because they will be able to work together and know when one or the other is braking and all that via communication technology. And the thing is, I don't think this is really, I mean, to me, Sarah, it doesn't seem like a big concern. There's probably not a bunch of kangaroos jumping around in, you know, downtown Brisbane or whatever. It would be a more of a concern likely on the open highway, but even then, again, there's technology that allows you, you know, these cars to detect anything that's in the road. Why a kangaroo would be that much more difficult, I don't see it. But then again, I'm not working on the tech.
Kind of funny that it is a dilemma right now because they cannot really, like, have an actual, like, a sequence. where they could recognize it. You know what I mean? Because every kangaroo is jumping around different ways and stuff like that. So it's kind of funny. So it's hard for them to recognize what that creature is, you know. But I just brought it up because,
well, you know, the NCR,
they always talk about these automated cars, and also the Volvo is going to be all electric. So they always talk about all of these electric cars.
Yeah.
And electric bullet trains, and also the all these advances on auto brakes and
I think it's cool. I'm glad that it's happening. I just, you know, for me, it doesn't really do anything. And I don't know about you, Conan. I'm curious to hear how you feel about this. You're a truck driving man. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. Are you wanting one of these auto cars?
You know, I don't know.
You know,
more and more of my life is becoming automated.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this would be a problem.
I kind of like driving.
I don't think we're going to lose the ability to drive right off hand.
Well, I mean, in the later generations, they're going to remove steering wheels.
In the later generations, the people won't know how to drive.
That's true.
They won't want to have the option.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And you know what? It might be safer. And I did find the incident that I was referring to, 2015. A crash occurred on a Florida highway when an 18-wheel tractor trailer made a left turn in front of a 2015 Tesla Model S that was in autopilot mode, and the car failed to apply the brakes.
Uh-oh.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administrator, which is investigating, said in a preliminary report, neither autopilot nor the driver noticed the white side of the tractor trailer against a brightly lit sky, so the brake was not applied.
Wow.
Of course, that's their statement, and I don't know if this was ever... This might still be in the works, trying to figure out what exactly happened.
How long ago was the story?
Well, the car was a 2015.
So pretty recent, then.
Okay.
Wow.
This article is July 2016.
I don't know, man. I think it's cool. I think it's a cool technology, and I think you're right. Where did I hear that? I think somebody else said that, like... People who are being, like babies who are being born today, will probably never know how to drive.
I think.
Because it's going to be here. By, you know, 16 years from now, it's going to be here. Like, this automated car thing is going to be well past its infancy, and it will be, you know, tech that is well refined and tweaked and ubiquitous.
And we're going to be driving right next, or not driving, but auto driving right next to Amazon drone pilots just whizzing by. And before you know it, we'll, you know, 1 in 10 of us will have a car with wings where we can just take
now
off.
Now that's exciting. I like that idea. We'll have me off the road.
We'll have little mini airports all over Keene where you can just go to take off because there's not enough runway on the...
Well, they've got the vertical thrust, right? So
not at first.
The good ones.
Maybe in 15 years.
You won't need a runway. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking about everything from Lego stores kicking kids out, allegedly calling the police on them for not being accompanied by a parent. One lady got arrested for that. Or ticketed for. She's got to go to court. Then charged with endangering her own child, apparently. Then Oscar Perez, the cop who is apparently, or he wants you to believe, turned against the Maduro administration there in Venezuela. As points out here over at Task and Purpose, which is a website I've never been on before, but they've got a piece here about Oscar Perez asking, who is this guy? They say his timing is impeccable. Venezuela is in desperate need of a savior. The country's economy is in ruins, shattered by low global oil prices and a history of mismanagement, foolhardy policies and corruption, not to mention socialism. Runaway inflation and food and medicine shortages have added to the turbulence, piling tinder on an already smoldering situation. There appears to be little hope for an orderly political transition. Months of food riots and street protests have pushed Venezuela to the brink of an armed uprising as Maduro and his cronies have worked to tighten their slipping grip on power. Nearly 100 protesters are believed to have died in clashes with the police over the past few months. That's not entirely true. Many of those protesters have died at the hands of the non-police thugs, the ones that Maduro is supposedly arming and just allowing to get away with murder in the streets. They're basically defending Maduro with violence, and they're able to get away with it. By the way, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of liberty and freedom 7 nights a week here live on the radio on over 170 radio stations from coast to coast, then please get behind our show for $5 a month. If you can afford it, you can donate with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Just get there, get signed up. You can use, as I said, different payment options. And Free Talk Live benefits because we can invest that money into the show so we can get on new radio stations and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Because freedom is the answer for the people in Venezuela. That is the answer. Now, whether that's what they're going to get seems unlikely. Because in all of these political struggles, Conan, it's like one thug just looking to replace another thug.
Well, the first thing that we need to do as U.S. as the U.S. is to stop paying the opposition. This is exactly what's going on in Syria because we're giving Maduro.
You mean the government is?
We're giving their government an argument against us that hey, look, the reason it didn't work is because you got the U.S. government funding the opposition. It's their fault, and Syria can say the exact same
thing.
They're
going to blame the U.S. anyway. I mean, Maduro is he's been blaming the United States just like Kim Jong Un.
All he has to say is the U.S. wants our oil. The U.S. wants to introduce the Federal Reserve note here in federally backed currency here in our country. We don't want any part of it. We want to be sovereign.
Yeah.
We want to be socialists. So you know what? Hey, go let them be socialists.
But even if they're not, that's what I'm saying is, even if the U.S. government isn't intervening, then they're still going to blame the United States. He needs a bad guy. He needs somebody to point to outside of
Venezuela. As far as I'm concerned, all of these dictators have an argument. Kim Jong-un has an argument. We are funding South Korea.
Well, I'm not, but
the U.S. government is. I mean, there is an argument.
No doubt. No, I agree with you. And North Korea's propaganda is usually, I mean, they lie about a lot of things and as far as their own government is concerned, but when they talk about the U.S. government being imperialist, they're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no doubt about it. I mean, I agree with you. The U.S. government needs to remove their troops from around the world.
Their 900 bases.
And remove their meddling CIA from around the world as well. So, again, people out in the streets, 100 protesters are believed to have died in the past few months. And once peaceful demonstrations have escalated into full-on street battles, as I mentioned, they set the Supreme Court building on fire recently there in Caracas, which is amazing. Enter Perez, who served as a captain in the CICPC, Venezuela's Forensics Bureau, while moonlighting as one of the country's most dashing actors. It says here that under other general badassery, the movie that he was in, Suspended Death, features Perez jumping out of a plane with a large dog strapped to his chest and taking on bazooka-wielding kidnappers. Might have to check this out tonight, Conan. Suspended Death, also known as Muerte Suspendido. He's pretty much a South American MacGruber. I don't know who that is. Who's MacGruber?
An 80s...
Yeah, it looks like some sort of movie from the past. Anyway, MacGruber from IMDb. No, not 80s. This is 2010. This was a movie with...
He was making fun of the MacGyvers. It was MacGruber? Yeah, he's making fun of MacGyver and a bunch of other Hawaii 5-0.
Okay.
Perez
has invested considerable energy in making himself into a real-life Ethan Hunt, filling his popular Instagram account with photos of him doing things like scuba diving with assault rifles and a backward trick-shooting video using tiny mirrors. He also used it to showcase his ability to do actually useful things like flying helicopters and eating large platters of delicious-looking sushi. The account is a testament to a man's ability to sculpt a digital personality for himself, one fit to fill any major motion picture screen. But who Perez actually is remains shrouded in mystery. In many ways, he cuts an almost too perfect figure for an insurgent leader. Striking, square-jawed, and bold, the longtime forensic policeman seems like the quintessential underdog hero to star in an ongoing political drama inside of Venezuela. However, Perez's theatrical past and the amateur execution of the 28th copter attack have sparked June 28th has sparked condemnation from a number of anti-Maduro figures, many of whom view him as a helpful distraction from the government at best, or the star of a high-profile false flag operation at worst. Miguel Torres, who previously led the country's National Intelligence Review, called the incident a cheap show that would only benefit the president. And Perez certainly would be a convenient scapegoat for Maduro's shaky government, and the president pounced on the opportunity to capitalize on the events of June 28th, labeling it a terrorist attack that could, quote, this from Maduro, could have caused a tragedy with several dozen dead or injured.
You notice he dropped four grenades on 80 people of the press.
No. He shot at the press, dropped grenades on the Supreme Court building.
Yeah, but no one was hurt.
No one was hurt. And that's
or
the
injured.
Funny thing here.
Or injured.
Right, and that's what points out here. So Maduro is making it sound like there could have been this great tragedy, but no one was killed or wounded during the incident. While rumors of Perez's true motives swirl, Venezuela's catastrophe continues to play out in real time with no possible end in sight. On July 5th, pro-government demonstrators rushed the country's National Assembly, beating and robbing a number of opposition lawmakers and causing general mayhem inside the Congress of what was once the richest country in Latin America, the latest act in the ongoing drama. Barring any major plot twists, the chaos will likely continue unabated. With Perez on the run and the country in danger of entering a state of full-on pandemonium, a few questions remain. Where will Venezuela's self-proclaimed savior surface next, and what sort of finale does he have in mind? Let's talk to Patrick, who is a cop in Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Hey, guys, you brought up a good topic. You know, they had a History Channel. They were talking about the trade routes on that particular coastline down toward South America through the Caribbean. And Venezuela was always a hot topic in the early 20s and, you know, back when they were bringing in a lot of supplies back and forth through that area. So I have a feeling that if the United States does intervene, it'll be probably to get a hold of their ports, even though their ports are in ruin. It wouldn't take them that long to, say, one of their private so-called companies to go down there and take over. Because, I mean, Venezuela is not just oil. There's a lot of rich minerals.
Sure. There's all kinds of business that could be run in Venezuela if only the state would allow them to run business there. But they love to nationalize industry. And, of course, so therefore anybody, you know, you're insane to make a business investment in Venezuela because you could invest in a factory and then have the state just take it all from you and you get nothing out of it. You know, we're short on time, Patrick, but I'm curious. Is there anything that would make you turn against the government that you work for?
Yeah, there would be. If they made me go against my own family in you know, and make it to where I have to raise arms.
What about confiscating guns? What about confiscating guns? Would you follow those orders to confiscate people's guns?
That's a tough one. Probably yes.
Oof.
But they'd have to do it. I mean, there's a certain.
Let's talk about it another night, Patrick. We are out of time for tonight, but we can talk about it, let you think about it a little bit more, because it is a tough question for a lot of cops to answer, especially those who own guns and, you know, have respect for gun ownership. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by, but nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk. o'clock.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.